Lomas, how are you? Thank you for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having the big fella. I appreciate the love.
No problem. I mean, I know your phone has been blowing up. Must have been since the game concluded yesterday. You were on that 92 team that won the last playoff game for the Detroit Lions. What's the vibe like in the city? What's the vibe like with your phone going off?
Man, unbelievable. And you're right, man. I'm getting text messages day and night about this game, man. It's been so awesome. The response, not just from people in this community, but people outside of this community. And these young boys, this young Lion team, they deserve all the accolades they can get. Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, just that whole organization has done a great job to get us to where we are right now, to where we're sitting here waiting and watching to see what happens tonight, to see who we face next in the divisional round.
Former Lions All-Pro, Pro Bowler legend Lomas Brown is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Lomas, when you talk about Dan Campbell, we've seen Hard Knocks. We see and hear the press conferences. From just the outside, Dan Campbell looks like a crazy man. Like, he looks like he will get you all set and ready and hyped to go out there and play. What doesn't the general public understand about this man's football mind?
The thing about Dan is how he can relate to players, how he has adapted. And think about it, man. He's an old school guy, but he's adapted to these new school ways and the new school players that we have now. And that's the thing about Dan that's been so impressive to me, along with him singing the same, him being steady. And I think saying the same message he's been saying from week one of the season to where we are right now, it's been the same message. It's been a steady message. And as you know, if you keep speaking the same language, guys are going to buy in. And I think they bought in to Dan, and he's proving it. They are proving it, and everything he's done, it seemed like it's had success. So we just hope that it continues. And like I say, just sitting to wait to see who we're going to play next.
Lomas Brown is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned Jared Goff. I want to get into Jared momentarily, but I want to talk about an area that you are familiar with, and that's in the trenches. We've seen this Lions team change on the offensive line, on the defensive line over the years. What has impressed you most about someone on a D like Aiden Hutchinson, who's basically playing at home, and then someone like Penei Sewell?
Yeah, man, just young guys that are really infectious, the way they play. Aiden with his energy, with his motor running 110% all the time. I think it's infectious. I think when the rest of the guys on that D-line see what he's doing, I think it kind of rubs off on them, and they want to give that same effort that Aiden gives, and they want to be in the mix. And you talk about Penei Sewell, one of our emotional leaders, guy that gets guys up on the offensive side of the ball, unquestioned, you know, all pro, all everything, right tackle for us. Man, it's been so great to see this youth movement that we have going on here in Detroit. It's not just the first and second year players, but the third, fourth, and fifth year players that are getting it done right now. And if you think about it, it's not a lot of experience on this team. It's not a lot of playoff experience on this team, but these guys are making impactful plays and playing at a very high level right now.
All-time Lions great Lomas Brown here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about the dude who's being protected by Penei Sewell, and that's Jared Goff. We know that, yes, leading into this game, there was no reason for him to kind of scream from the mountaintops that he couldn't wait for revenge. I know this game meant a lot to him. Over the past several seasons, Lomas, how has Jared Goff embraced this change? Because when the trade took place, it seemed that he was just being jettisoned off and punished.
Yeah, think about it, man. A California guy. He's been to California all his life, high school, college, you know, and then the pros. And to be cast out, to be sent to the Midwest to a Lions team that was young but an unexperienced Lions team that was still building. For Jared to come here, take his lumps early when he got here, to persevere and lead these guys. I mean, he is unquestioned our leader of this team. And for him to ingratiate himself with this community, with these young players, and for these guys to follow Jared, like the Pied Piper, man, these guys are following Jared, and Jared's leading them. He's leading them. Man, I think a lot of people forget that this man has played in the Super Bowl, so he has that experience. He's been there, done that, and that's what he's doing right now. So I'm so proud of him, and, hey, it's a lot left.
Yeah, we see that. I mean, the step they've taken from last season to this season, we know we have to wait until tonight's game to see who their next opponent will be. What do you think the next few weeks, the next week, I should say, will look like for the Lions? Are you putting them as far as the Super Bowl? Where do you think the buck has the potential to go with them?
Well, I mean, I tell you what, they're in the dance. They've been dancing. And that's all you want is an opportunity. Anything can happen. I played on two Super Bowl teams, and anything can happen once you get in the playoffs. It's all about matchups. And, you know, as they say, styles make fights. And if we can outmatch these guys in certain areas that I think we have advantages in and keep it going, you never know what can happen. It's only a couple of more games before you get to the big dance. You've been through the gauntlet of this schedule. You can see the prize at the end of the tunnel. You know, the light at the end of the tunnel. So it's there. So I wouldn't put a limit on what this team can do this year. I really wouldn't, man. We're at that point. These guys seem to be ready for the moment, and the moment doesn't seem to be too big for them.
Well, Lomas, I saw you before the game got started. You were hanging out with Kevin Glover. I mean, there was a Barry hanging out there. Is it too late to get you guys out on the field to help drive them home to the championship? Too late for that?
You know what? If they needed the big fella, I could give them one good play. It's going to be a hell of a play, but it's only going to be one.
Lomas Brown here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When you watch the game from at home, I watched from here in Atlanta, and you see all of the Lions legends like yourself and Megatron and Barry, and then you even see the celebrities, whether it's Eminem who did a TV package or Big Sean, what have you. What is that vibe like? Like, what is the city feeling right now? Y'all got to be all buzzing.
Oh, yeah, man, we're on fire here. I mean, think about it. Michigan just brought home the national championship. The Lions just won their first playoff game in 30-some-odd years. You know, things are good here. Things are picking up here, especially on the gridiron around here. The fans appreciate it, man. Think how long it's been. It's been 30-something years since we've really given these fans something to cheer about. They deserve it. They really deserve it. I think the state of Michigan deserves it. And we're going to embrace it. We're going to accept it. We're going to embrace it. And like I said, it's a lot left on that bone. There's a lot of meat left on that bone. And the Lions have a lot to look forward to, a lot ahead of them.
Well, we will see who they will take on next, as we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Eagles just underway. We'll give you an update on that shortly, momentarily. Lomas, thank you so much for taking time to bring some perspective from a legend. I really appreciate it, man. It was great chatting with you.
Absolutely. Anytime.